All right, it is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, friends, family, rival morning shows. I don't know who listens to this thing. I'm just thankful you're out there. Checking in on what we do on the morning show. And this is Thursday's show, February 27th. What did we do today? What did we gab about? Well, if you have a beard, you're doomed. A Shamrock Shake can be yours for the cool minty price of $90,000. We hit the phones to find out who you love to hate. And Dickie Betts was in Song Stories today explaining an Allman's tune. Plus, comedian Ivan Decker joined us for the first time ever from the Great White North. And no, I'm not talking about Bucks County. Canada is where he used to call home. He's now out in L.A., but he's over here on our coast. And we had a fun chat with him. Have a listen for yourself. It is the Daily Podcast.
Something else. We were talking about this yesterday. Speaking of things that happened yesterday, I was talking about how I wanted to go visit my son in L.A., yeah. And now I'm having second thoughts because I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be in one of those germ film tubes that you called it.
I feel like this all the time, even when there's not a pandemic breaking out.
Oh, yeah, no. I always, whenever I get on a plane, I'm convinced that I'm going to be sick either once I get there or once I come back.
Right.
You know, and I always like, you know, take airborne and all kinds of stuff to build up my immunity. Mm-hmm. And most times it works, but I don't know how it'll do against coronavirus. Now Steve says he's going away also.
Yeah, and Steve's committed, unlike
right,
you.
And he's committed. Right. I'm on the fence. Right, and but the CDC says that people with beards,
yep,
right, should be that any kind of face mask isn't going to help them at all.
Really, what they're saying
he's
is gonna
men. He's going to get us killed.
Men,
he's going to get us killed.
Who can grow a beard? Men,
right.
The man in the room right now.
John, you can hold them down. I'll bring my brawn in tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. And we'll turn this into a bit, okay, whether Steve likes it or not.
Yeah. Right. And he believes he's trying to rope you into the joke of you can't grow a beard.
Well, I'm just letting you know I'm the man.
It's not a joke now.
Right.
It's a goal for everyone. Welcome to my club.
If this gets like real bad in the area, this would be the reason that I would. I haven't had a clean shaven face since I think high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
All right. I haven't seen this lip since high school.
Are you good with that mustache, or am I going to have to hold you down, too?
No, the mustache is fine.
Depends
on
the width.
It's beards. It's beards.
We need to post this immediately. So. There's a chart to follow?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, my God.
Believe it or not, there's a chart to follow. But the wild part about all of this is the CDC, you know, everyone's going, oh, the CDC says it. The CDC put this out 2 years ago, right? That face masks don't work when you wear a beard because stuff can get in under the face mask.
Well, now it matters.
Because of the beard, right? Yeah, so, yeah, now it means something. And Steve's going to get us all killed.
The John DeBella Podcast.
No!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
No!
MGK.
Have you heard about this $90,000 golden Shamrock Shake cup?
No.
What? But please speak up, because I love Shamrock Shakes.
Do you like the regular ones? God. Do you like the Oreo one?
Oh, I haven't even tried that. Is that new?
Yeah, it's an Oreo one now, too. Wow. Yeah. It seems that they have a $100,000 Golden Shamrock Shake, and it's part of an eBay auction, and they're trying to raise money for a Ronald McDonald House, and it will go to the highest bidder. And right now, like, $25,000 is the highest bidder that they've gotten. Right? But, right, they're also giving one away, right, for somebody who buys a Shamrock Shake.
Yeah.
Now, I'm all for selling Shamrock Shakes early. That's fine.
Yep.
I walked into a doctor's office yesterday, and the whole place was already decorated for St. Patrick's Day. Right? And I'm like, okay.
A doctor's office?
A doctor's office, completely.
Was it an Irish doc?
No. His name's Weintraub. I don't get it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotch is got scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
I know I'm not alone when it comes to this boat, right? But I'm curious from everybody out there and here in the studio, number 215-263-WMGK, about people you love to hate. Now, I'm not talking about people you hate. I'm not talking about people that you won't go near, you don't want to know about, you know, true hatred. I'm talking about people you love to hate, right? People that you will actually read stories about them so you can continue to hate them.
Oh, yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Or look at their pictures because they put another stupid, you know, Instagram picture up, and you go look at it because you hate them, right? For me, I will honestly say I've got a couple of them. I can rope all the Kardashians in, and that would make sense to too many people. So let me go with this one. Ariel Winter from Modern Family.
Oh, you always bring her up, yes.
I just love to hate that girl. It all started
What is
with,
it about her?
It all started with, you know, she went through that case where she was basically trying to break away from her parents controlling her life.
Okay.
You know, she wanted her salary to be her salary. Yeah. I think when she hit 18,
sure,
she sued them and won. And I was like, hey, more power to you, girl. And then at that point, she became a complete nut job to me. It's like, you know, one day she woke up, she discovered she had boobs, and when we all wanted to see them.
Mm-hmm.
No, we didn't. Mm-hmm. No, and you know, and every time she could come up with some sort of excuse to show off her chest or show off some part of it. No. Just go back to being the kid on this successful TV show. Be happy with that. We don't need to see these pictures of you. I love to hate her.
Right? Yeah,
and every day she just put out a picture the other day. Right, of her.
I'd love to hear
this,
your hate.
Of her in this, like, you know, see-through dress. Okay. Immediately went to it so I could hate her more.
Right? So, the opposite of why I'm going to it.
All right, what are you going with?
This is one that I search out the stories, but it happens in my house, and it's because my wife, she's watching those Real Housewives shows.
Right.
And I will somehow manage to try to avoid it, then my ADD takes over, and I'm looking at the TV screen, and all of a sudden I'm watching Real Housewives of New Jersey. And I've learned that I love to hate on, I think her name is Teresa Giudice.
Giudice is the way she pronounces it.
Yes,
she pronounces it wrong, right? And you would think her husband, who is from Italy,
more reason to hate her.
Right, yeah,
well,
yeah, exactly.
So I've found that I love to hate her. Anything that, you know, happens to her that is poor, then he, you know, I'm glad that her husband got deported to Italy.
Did he really?
Yeah, for some tax issue. He's deported.
But are you as bad as me that you, like, if you see her name in a headline, do you go look it up?
Yes, because I also love to hate her horrible forehead. Her eyebrows are about a half a centimeter away from her hairline, and it's horrendous.
She has the opposite forehead of me.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, if we had kids,
yes,
it'd be beautiful.
Oh my God. The question at hand and the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. People you love to hate. And Cindy, I just get the strangest feeling for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be that girl who plays Brianna on Outlander.
Well, you are right.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think I just hate her.
Oh, okay.
But who I was really thinking of now is also sort of obvious, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow. All right. I can see a lot of love for hate from a lot of people.
I watched
that one.
The Goop Lab on Netflix, that show, the new show she has, and they made female orgasm boring. That's But I watched the whole show and just hated every second of it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the British Health Commission came out against that entire series, right? Saying that do not follow this woman. There is no science behind anything that she's doing. All right. What do you got, folks? Everybody's got something. Now, we're not talking about people that you out and out hate, right?
Right.
It's people that you have a habit of hating, that when a news story comes
there's
up,
there's a joy
them,
in hating.
Right, there's a joy in hating, that you go and you look just to hate them more, to keep your hate alive. So let's switch over to Dave.
Yeah.
All right. So who's your love to hate?
There's a literal joy in my hatred. The dumbest woman on TV, Joy Behar of The View.
She's a hoot.
She is awful, but she's so insufferable, she's almost lovable. Okay?
That's true.
She's a horrible interviewer. She goes as a comedian, which I think is hilarious, and she has this fascination and almost fetish for Putin and Trump.
Uh-huh.
I think she has like a fantasy of being double teamed by them, actually. And the best thing about her is the fact that she looks like every patron who anyone in customer service considers the worst customer they deal with on a weekly basis.
A real Karen, right?
I love Joy Behar and hate her.
So who is it for you? For me, I said Ariel Winter from Modern Family. Dave's got Teresa Giudice. And you're going with
Joy B.
Joy Behar. I think Joy Behar is a hoot. So
you're not alone.
But that's the great great thing about love to hate. It's like it's a really personal thing. So who do you love to hate? Not people you out and out hate, right? And you know, and stay away from the political stuff if you would.
Obvious.
All right, you know, just you know, who is it for you? This morning we're asking the question. It simply goes like this: who do you love to hate? Because we would love to know about it. And I want to talk about, you know, look, we all have somebody we hate, right? You know, we're wasting our time doing it, but we still have somebody we hate. But then those people that we love to hate, that like when you find out something about them and you go and you check on it, right? Or you hear there's a picture of them and you go and you check on it and it continues your hatred for them. You love to hate them. For Steve, it's
Teresa Giudice from Real Housewives of New Jersey.
And for good one. Dave,
Joy Behar from The View.
For Cindy was Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah. And I'm Ariel Winter from Modern Family.
All women. I just realized that.
Wow. Well, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if there were women going to be on the phone who have men that they hate.
We'll find out.
Let's go to the phone and see what Mike has to say. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm damn fine. So, Mike, who do you love to hate?
I love to hate Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd?
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it because he doesn't seem to age?
No, it's just he's so smug and he always plays the same role in every movie. I just get tired of it. All my cousins, all my friends love him. It's just I can't stand it.
That's a good point. Does your girl always swoon when he's in a romantic comedy?
Yeah, and he's always that, you know, smug guy. Oh, I'm Paul Rudd. I'm a dick. It's like, no, go away.
I don't get that at all from Paul Rudd.
The only thing I can see.
I get it. I understand him on this. I don't agree, but I get it. And everyone's allowed to love to hate whoever they want. All right, Carissa, who do you love to hate?
Oh, my God. Any rapper. Cardi B, Kanye West. You can name any of them. But I can't even think of half of their names with tattoos all over their faces. Can't stand any of them.
Obviously, she's not being racist about this. She also included Post Malone.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, any of them. It does not matter.
but it sounds more like that you hate rap, not necessarily the people.
Yeah, but they're always on. All you got to do is pull up TMZ. There's always something with them, and I don't know. And it's not racist at all.
I don't think you're being racist.
I like classic rock. You're right. I don't like rap. That's accurate.
Or rappers, for that matter.
How did you feel about Aerosmith teaming up with Run DMC back in the day?
No, I didn't like it.
What about Blondie doing Rapture?
Oh, well, that's different. Okay, so I don't know. Yeah,
that was
actually the
first rap song. Have a good morning.
You too.
Okay, Gary, who do you love to hate?
It's got to be Miley Cyrus, John.
Okay. Why? Is it just music or is it her?
It's her. She's like a total attention whore with everything.
She's just being Miley.
I can't stand her. I wish a wrecking ball to take her out.
I put her in that same category as I'm putting Ariel Winter in. That right. All of a sudden, she got boobs, maybe she slept with somebody, and now she wants to flaunt her sexuality to everyone.
Maybe
we don't care.
It's a child star thing, perhaps.
Maybe. You know? Maybe that has something to do with it. All right, well, thank you so much, Gary.
All right, take care.
I love to hate Justin Bieber.
Very easy to do.
That's a classic one.
Really easy to do.
What's your reasoning?
Well, every time he shows up in the news, I got to see, hoping that it's something bad that he did, or he's just a little snot. And what makes things worse is I share a birthday with him, and my friends remind me all the time.
Ed, who do you love to hate?
Erin Andrews and her squeaky, nasally voice.
I have to tell you something. I have honestly had my fill of Erin Andrews.
I'm with you.
And
overhyped.
I want to know who the hell is dressing her. She shows up in outfits. One day she showed up in a spangly copper-colored jacket, and she looked like a giant penny. She, you know, and it's like, now, you know what? I think I could learn to love to hate Erin Andrews. I'm with you, Ed.
Thank you.
Bye now. Dan, over to Barry. Who do you love to hate?
Kelly Ripa.
What? Oh, no. Jersey girl.
Yeah.
Come on.
How could you hate Kelly Ripa? She's so cute and tiny and Jersey-like.
I just can't stand her.
Now, if you see a news story about her, do you go read it?
No, I don't.
See, that's a hate-hate then. A love-to-hate is when you see a story, you go and read it so that you can hate them more. Okay, Cliff, who do you love to hate?
Joe Buck.
You know, I got to go with Cliff.
Anytime he opens his mouth, it's just like
He wants to be his dad so bad, and he's not.
But again, this sounds like a hate. This doesn't sound like a love to hate.
Okay.
Here's the key. If you see a Joe Buck headline, do you go to read it?
Yes.
Ah, he loves to hate him.
Because I feel like, Cliff, this is a irrational Philadelphia thing.
Maybe.
All right, it falls into the category.
Have a good morning.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought us by Jack Frost and Big Boulder Ski Areas, where the snow comes first. Allman Brothers band guitarist Dickie Betts feels that the lyrics to the song, I love the song Revival, right? But it might be hard for some people because of the time lapse, the certain time that this relates to. It might be hard for people to relate to the song. But when Dickie was writing a song, it almost ended up being an instrumental. I'll let Dickie explain.
Revival was supposed to be an instrumental, and I couldn't stop writing, so I wound up writing the instrumental, and then I said, well, I'll put some words to it. Pretty soon I had this whole epic deal going. I don't know, it always reminded me of gypsies dancing around a campfire or something with all this crazy music that's in it. It seems to be more of a dated piece of music. It was really written for that period of time, things that were going on politically and spiritually with the people.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
In the studio, ladies and gentlemen, for the very first time, the Tom Brady of Canada.
What? Oh my God, get my Sharpie out here.
I've been decked. Look at that. Look at that. Isn't that the Tom Brady of Canada?
Hey, I'll take it.
I hate Tom Brady.
People are very divided on him, I understand.
Not in this town.
Okay, all right.
They're all on one side.
What's your wife look like?
Is she a supermodel?
Yes, of course.
All right. Are you married?
I'm getting married
You're
in
getting
June.
Married in
yeah.
June. All right, so you're single now.
I guess technically.
Yeah, okay.
I've invested a lot of money in a diamond, though.
Okay.
I'm single with debt. What does that mean?
Okay. All right, that's okay. He went into debt for children.
I did. It's true.
But okay, so, I mean, but you're still like us. Do you live together or you live alone?
We live together.
You live together?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, because from what I understand, you're not the world's greatest cook.
No, I'm not. I never learned how to cook, which is also bad because, I tried to learn on my own, but you don't know how to shop either, because foods are not together in the grocery store.
All right.
It's a place where someone has disassembled foods and hid the pieces all over a building.
Okay. All right. Like what? I guess, like a taco?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
You got to walk around trying to reverse engineer tacos from memory. It's very hard.
Right. Like, especially when you're looking for the cooked meat.
Yeah, like a shredded lettuce. I don't know. I didn't know meat wasn't brown before you cook it. I was like, this all seems not done. Someone fix this.
Now, can she cook?
Yes, she's a tremendous cook, so that's great. And nice because I don't have to try. Like, I'll try to come in. She'll be like, can you help me? And then you do that fake thing where you, like, knock a bunch of stuff around and, like, spill some spice. And then she's like, get out of here. I'm like, all right.
I'm always just in front of the drawer she needs to get into.
Yeah, exactly.
Constantly.
Yeah, right. We have such a tiny apartment kitchen that it's like, you can't. If I'm in there for, I even come in to get a glass of water. She's like, get out. Everybody out.
Nope.
I'm like, everybody. There's just two of us. She's like,
it has nothing to do with room size. Because in my house, we have a large kitchen. And no matter where I am, I'm in her way.
Yeah.
All right? It's like, no, I was here. You came over here. I'm not in your way, right?
Yeah.
You decided to enter my space.
They should have a cooking show where the spouse is just in the way.
Right.
Yeah, like Chopped with a spouse.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's great. Just everybody has to bring their significant other, and they're just there bumbling around. Pass me the coriander. I don't know what that is. That's a colander. Wrong. Wrong thing.
Now, what was dating life for you? Now that you're settling down, I mean, you look relatively young, so you must have been dating for some length of time.
Yeah, I was happy. I just missed the apps.
The apps were like kind of an insane addition to the dating game. I understand that's what everybody's doing now is they're on like Tinder and all that stuff.
Right, right, right.
I was there at the very beginning of Tinder when it was like new, and I thought it was odd. There was maybe something wrong with the way the technology worked, because like every sixth girl that I would swipe left on, it would just throw in a guy. Be like, it's 4 a.m. We know what you want. I'm like, come on, no, I selected women. It's like, yeah, you seem pretty picky though. Have a look at Chad. He's got a truck. He'll come get you. I was like, I don't. This is not what I'm. It's fine. I'm okay with it, but it's not my bag, man.
Did you ever have like an F-150 pull up outside and you're like, oh crap.
Like, oh no, I hope that somebody's. No, I never. I dated girls who took public transit.
How do you stay so thin? I mean, you're really, you're tall, you're thin, you're very Brady-like, right? I mean, do you work out? You're an exercise guy?
No, not really. I don't like the gym. I'll go once a year to remind myself that I hate it.
Okay.
Because everybody else that goes is really good, and I'm not. And that's not fair. I don't want to work out next to people who are the best at this.
Right.
Like, the gym should have levels. Like, after you work out for a while, someone that works there should just come up to you and be like, hey, congratulations, you're good at the gym. We have a new gym for you over here with everybody who screams. So stay away from our new customers. Because I feel bad that I'm in these guys' way. They seem very motivated. They have a plan. They got a tank top and a protein shake and a notepad. I don't understand what they're writing in the notepad. Like, everything was heavy again. Don't get it.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, God. Now, I saw on one of your specials, and I'm curious if this is true. I mean, how many times did you do Just for Laughs? Just once? Or
I've done it, like, probably 8 or 9 times.
Wow. Do Canadians have an upper hand in that?
No, it's purely based on... Yeah, of course.
Because I know a lot of guys who have done it, but I've never heard anybody do it 8 or 9 times. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's been pretty great.
Right, but in one of your specials, and I was trying to figure out. I said, look, he's a large man. He seems smart. Could he possibly really be afraid of spiders? Are you really afraid of spiders?
Yeah, they're pretty creepy. I don't know. I grew up in a small town with like a wood pile out back, and that's like wolf spider breeding ground.
Okay.
So if you ever have to go out and like get a log for the fire, you're probably going to touch a spider at some point. Or like you bring it in the house and you don't know that it's on the log because it's hiding on the back like a spy. And then you put the log down and then it escapes in the house and then you're watching TV later. And it's weird when you hear a spider's footsteps on a piece of paper. Like I don't know if you've ever heard the footfalls of
boots?
A spider. Yeah, I don't know. I don't
know
what's going
Canada,
on.
Canada, you know. Wow.
Yeah, they're wearing Canada goose coats. They're just creepy because they're so, like, the head's in the middle, which is weird for an animal. You're used to the head being at the top or the front, so you know.
Right. It's like 36 eyes.
Yeah, I don't know. You don't know which way they're going to go.
Right.
Exactly.
I don't know. I like them. They're good for a laugh when the wife finds them.
You know? I'm always amazed by people who, you know, I can understand being creeped out by spiders, but I'm 6'1" and 225 pounds. I mean, what are you going to do to me? I will step on you.
I know, right? But they don't seem afraid of me. It's their confidence that bothers me.
Right?
They should be, but they're not.
Right. He looks like Brady, but he is probably a wuss, just like Brady in real life.
Yeah, he knows. Well, I have to deflate the spider a little bit.
Now, I got one last question for you, which simply is Decker.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, sounds like a great. Is there background on that?
I think it's British. It's from Ditcher, so it was they were ditch diggers. It was all the blue collar, which makes sense. Both my brothers are concrete working construction guys.
Okay.
So
we're
keeping it strong. I'm the only one going rogue.
Okay. All right. And then Ivan, this does not seem like a name that a normal Decker would get.
No, I don't think so. It's a weird mix. I think because I was born in Montreal, my dad was a fan of like Russian hockey players.
Okay.
So that's where it was. But I get into trouble having it as a Russian, because it's like I've had Russian Uber drivers show up at my house at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm tired. I'm going to the airport, and they start speaking Russian to me, and then I'm like, I don't know what's happening. And then they have to be like, no Russian? And I'm like, no, I'm not. And then they're like, why? And they're very mad. I worked at when I worked at the Science Center in Vancouver. They had the Russian pavilion during the Olympics,
right,
and
right.
I was stationed at the front door to like let the Russians in. And it's very weird to be standing at a building wearing a name tag that says Ivan and have Russian people come up and just all day just like speaking to me in Russian and be like, I don't speak Russian. And they point at my name and be like, what's wrong with you? How dare you?
Ivan Decker is appearing tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at Helium Comedy Club. As always, get tickets to heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Thank you so much for getting up, coming in this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And I'm glad we could give you some reminiscence of cold weather while you're here.
Exactly.
Now that you live in L.A., you warm weather bastard.
John DeBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9. MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.